So just hours before we tapped the keg to open the 47th annual Oktoberfest last Friday, I think I've got light at the end of the tunnel. I may get a 9-day pass if everybody believes what Mark believes.
I was just listening to you about your 100 and some odd days without beer.
Yes, sir.
I think you should get a break for this week because you're prominent into the Oktoberfest thing.
You know what, Dad? I love it when you call the radio show. You know, I really appreciate that because I'll be honest with you. When I came up with this cockamamie idea back at the beginning of September to say...
I heard that and I thought you dumb...
Right, exactly. Way to edit yourself. That's good. We didn't have to edit you there.
I think you should be given leeway. You should be given that week break. You
know, a mulligan. Yeah. A German, how do you say mulligan in German?
Mulligan. Or
mulligan.
Prost.
Okay.
What's your name, sir?
Mark.
Mark, I appreciate this. And you know what? I think we might have to take it to the people and see if I can get a 9-day pass from my beer freeness.
I think you should, and I think you should take it to the people, and I think the people would agree. Because I listen to you at my shop every day.
Where's your shop? Give it a plug.
On Cortland Avenue.
What's the name of it?
Zoe's Car Clinic.
Zoe's Car Clinic on Cortland.
Yeah.
All right. Well, Mark from Zoe's Car Clinic on Cortland, I really appreciate your support in this. I think I might I might have to look for this free pass for the week.
Well, I think you should. I'd even buy it for you.
So we did just what Mark said. We took it to the people, and the people, and by people I mean you, apparently... think I have to stick to my word. Bunch of hard asses out there. That's what you all are.
I believe back in September when Mike got a phone call from a lady that reminded him about Oktoberfest. As I recall, Mike still went through with the deal 115 days to not drink beer. So he knew exactly what he was getting into. I think he's breaking his own rules now.
You know, Josh, you have a memory like an elephant, and I'm not sure I'm very fond of it.
I'm just very still confused about why you'd put yourself through this. I don't understand. Like, I understand you have to do some things in life. You have to pay taxes. You have to brush your teeth. But why self-impose these ridiculous things that are just, they're just painful? I don't have any of that.
I think if you like beer enough, then you should have stuck to your gun before and not gone on the 115-day feast.
So no free pass from you, huh, Josh?
I wouldn't say so this time. Like I said, you knew exactly what you were getting into. Someone reminded you about it.
Josh.
I think you should just suck it up, Muffin, and just not do without. I'm all for a guy having a beer at Oktoberfest, but he's always pushing how he likes to do things certain ways. When he gets his mindset, he can do it. So why can't he just suffer through it?
Well, Dave, because it's Oktoberfest. There's a keg being tapped, like, every day.
Keg being tapped every day.
Yeah. He just wasn't going to the right parties, Dave. You're absolutely right.
Yeah, you can't do it. If you can't step up, don't start it. That's
right.
Now
you got to finish it now, Farwell.
Well, I just didn't think, Dave.
If you want this pass, just forget the whole thing and just go back. Like, be a and don't do it.
Listen, if it's one thing I'm not, Dave, it's a okay, so screw you.
Well, it sounds like it. If you want out of what you're saying you're going to do, you got a lady beside you saying give it up, and she's telling you the same thing, basically. She's just not saying it.
You're just trying to make me angry enough to keep doing it, aren't you, Dave? I see what you're doing here.
I don't want you to be angry. I just want you to step up, man. Have the integrity to say, look, I'm going to do this, so I'm going to do it.